Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Orrin Woodward. Orrin is the co-author of Leadershift, A Call for Americans to Finally Stand Up and Lead. It's a parable, and it's about how to overcome and recognize and overcome the five laws of decline, and that's what we've been talking a little bit about with Orrin. The book is just hit the New York Times bestseller list. That tells you a little bit about the quality of the book and Orrin's following. Orrin, congratulations on that, by the way. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So, okay, in the previous segment we talked about one of the five laws of decline and the need for checks and balances on the leadership. You know, I don't care whether it's a Republican or Democrat. I don't care if it's the president I love more than anything or the president I don't like at all. We have to have checks and balances on those people, right?
That's absolutely right, because we know that 90% of the presidents or 90% of leaders in any field are not going to be capable of doing the job properly. And so you've got to have checks on them, otherwise they will start to abuse the power you give them.
That's right.
And so that leads us right from Sturgeon's Law to the pivot point of all the five laws of decline, which is Bastiat's Law. And this is from an economist, Frederick Bastiat,
great Frenchman.
Absolutely. He wrote in the 19th century, wrote a book called Law, and here's what he said in there. He said, since man is naturally inclined to avoid pain, and since labor is pain in itself, it follows that men will resort to plunder whenever plunder is easier than work. So I call it the plunder or productivity.
Mm-hmm.
It's most people, if they have to produce results, they'll go produce it. But if they can plunder from their neighbor, if they can plunder from fellow Americans, they'll take that path versus be productive. And that
right.
destroys society, because that reverses the current and starts the laws of decline off to the races.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a pool. If you take five kids and you have them all running in the same direction in the pool, it creates the current in the pool.
Right.
Well, then if you say, oh, man, let's turn around the pool, we're going the wrong direction, man, that current works against you. And I've seen kids bloody their feet, and they're barely moving because that current is pushing so
right.
hard against them.
Right.
That's why turnarounds are so tough,
mm-hmm.
and that's why you cannot let the five laws of decline get started in society, because here, to fix it now, it's going to be a lot tougher job than it was.
What do we have to do, Orrin, to fix this, turn this thing around?
First of all, and that's why the name of the book is called Leadership, we've got to get leadership principles back into government. For example, every American, everybody listening to this phone call, is they have to balance their budget by a matter of course. If you don't balance your budget, the bank comes, takes your house, they
yeah.
take your car. But why can you elect the top people to be political leaders, and you don't hold them to the same standard of balancing a budget? Where have we gone? I mean, that's leadership 101, is they have to take your resources, and you've got to make it work given the funds. An American, you know, a business, if it makes 10% profit, boy, they're just pumped up. Wow,
right.
we made 10% this year. We got to get back to fiscal sanity and say, government, we want you limited. We want you to protect us. The federal government was supposed to do two things, according to the Founding Fathers. Defense, internal defense, make sure the states don't war against one another. And the second is external defense, make sure China or some other country
mm-hmm.
doesn't invade us. But they've moved into every area of society.
Because we have allowed that to happen. De Tocqueville, 200 years ago, De Tocqueville said, in a democracy, you get the government you deserve.
That's exactly right. Bastiat's Law, the people say, well, maybe I can get the government to do this for me. Maybe I can get the government to do this for me. And, of course, the government will
yep.
offer to do it if you give them more money and power.
That's right.
Who wouldn't? And so
but that come, now, we come, now we come back to what I said as we went to the break in the last segment. We've got to have this conversation, not only with you and me together, but me with myself and you with yourself. How much responsibility am I willing to take for myself to gain liberty and to lose government?
We have to get rid of Bastiat's Law inside of ourselves first? Are we seeking to plunder off others? Are we seeking, you know, 49% of Americans now are receiving some type of aid from government. Well, that doesn't last. That can't last.
Is that a Rubicon we've crossed that we can't go back against now?
How do we
return that? I mean, you know, this is why, you know, I know that his own stated goals, President Obama, you know, I know that the administration, that's something that he desires because of the availability of all this. All right. I mean, that's how these people got all this. And why I think he doesn't seem to be concerned about the economy. What do you think?
It's certainly from his actions. I mean, I'm not in his head, but the best way to read a man's mind, according to John Locke, is through his actions.
Yeah.
And when I see his actions, I do not see fiscal responsibility. And again, I'm not knocking.
When have you heard the president this year say anything about the economy?
Right.
When have you heard him be concerned about how much high gas prices are being placed on the poor? We've got to. You know what we got to do? We got to take the money out of government somehow.
That's limited. And that's, I could go through the five laws, and so many people are like, well, yeah, I've read many books that talk about everything that's wrong. Oliver and I wanted to do something different here. We wanted to propose a real solution. Is it going to be a tough pill to swallow? Well, of course.
Yeah.
It's just tough.
The problem, America's got to decide to take the medicine or not. Or give us the website, please.
Yep, it's 10%leadership.com.
10%leadership.com. Check
That's
it out.
Correct.
Oren, thanks for being here. Good job. The book is called Leadership. It's a bestseller right now. Check it out. Got to go for this half hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.